All right, folks, welcome back to Brainstorm Boost, your daily dose of quick-fire ideas to level up your life. I'm your host, Jake Carter, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called existence, 1 5-minute chunk at a time. Today, we're diving into something that impacts millions of us. Depression. It's a tough topic, no doubt, but let me tell you, there is a secret weapon in the fight, and it's something most of us already know about exercise. Now, I'm not talking about grueling workouts or marathon training unless that's your thing, go for it. This is about finding ways to move your body that actually make you feel good. Think brisk walks, dancing like nobody's watching, a game of frisbee with friends, anything that gets your heart pumping and your endorphins flowing. Ever felt that post-workout high? That's your body saying, hey, I'm feeling pretty awesome right now. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember about exercise and depression. It can actually be as effective as medication for mild to moderate cases. Research shows that regular physical activity can significantly reduce depressive symptoms by boosting mood, increasing energy levels, and improving sleep quality, all things crucial when battling the blues. Secondly, exercise helps you break free from negative thought patterns. When you're feeling down, it's easy to get stuck in a loop of self-doubt and negativity. But exercise forces your brain to focus on something else, your body moving, your breath, the rhythm of your steps. It's like hitting the refresh button on your mental state. Third, physical activity releases those feel-good hormones I mentioned earlier, endorphins, dopamine, serotonin. These neurochemicals act as natural mood boosters, leaving you feeling more relaxed, positive, and optimistic. Remember that runner's high? That's real, folks. It's like your body's built-in happiness system. Fourth, exercise helps build resilience. Just like physical strength, mental resilience strengthens over time with consistent effort. By pushing yourself physically, you train your mind to handle challenges and setbacks more effectively. Think of it as mental calisthenics. The more you do it, the stronger you become. Finally, exercise is a fantastic way to connect with others. Whether it's joining a gym class, playing team sports, or simply going for a walk with a friend, physical activity offers opportunities for social interaction and support. And let's be honest, sometimes all we need is a little human connection to feel better. Picture this. You're feeling down, weighed down by stress and worries. Instead of scrolling through social media or reaching for that extra slice of pizza though, no judgment. You lace up your sneakers and head out for a walk in the park. The fresh air hits your face, birds chirping in the trees, the warmth of the sun on your skin suddenly, things start to shift. You feel your muscles working, your breath deepening, and with each step, those negative thoughts start to fade away. You return home feeling energized, refreshed, and ready to tackle whatever comes next. See? Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful tool for mental well-being. So, remember folks, if you're struggling with depression or simply need a mood boost, get moving. You don't have to become an athlete overnight, just find something you enjoy and make it a regular part of your routine. Trust me, your brain and your body will thank you for it. Alright, that's our Brainstorm Boost for today. If you found this helpful, hit the share button and spread the love. And don't forget to leave a review, let me know what you think. Until next time, keep those ideas flowing and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.